I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. In the context of the history that preceded it, it's probably entirely appropriate that the first words of the First Amendment to the Constitution are these.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
The desire for religious freedom long predated the establishment of English colonies on the North American continent and was for many of the original colonists the catalytic force that drove their immigration. King James II of England was driven from the throne in 1688 in large measure as a result of his desire to re-establish Roman Catholicism as the state religion of Britain. The Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom of 1786 disestablished the Church of England as the colony's official religion and provided for religious freedom for people of all faiths. The Establishment Clause, as the first sentence of the First Amendment is called, was written to act as a double security. It seeks to prohibit government control of religion while simultaneously preventing religious control of government. Securing the rights of individuals against the excesses of government was the business of the framers of our Constitution. Securing your life, your home, your property, and your business against the perils of daily life is the business of Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Before you renew a commercial or personal insurance policy, set an appointment for a no-cost coverage review. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.